If Death Ever Slept by Rex Stout. Copyright 1957 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of If Death Ever Slept was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1996 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. It would not be strictly true to say that Wolf and I were not speaking that Monday morning in May. We had certainly spoken the night before. Getting home, home being the old brownstone on West 35th Street owned by Wolf, and occupied by him and Fritz and Theodore and me, around 2 a.m., I had been surprised to find him still up, at his desk in the office, reading a book. From the look he gave me as I entered, it was plain that something was eating him. But as I crossed to the safe to check that it was locked for the night, I was supposing that he had been riled by the book, when he snapped at my back, "Where have you been?" I turned. "Now really," I said, "on what ground?" He was glaring. "I should have asked, where have you not been? Miss Rowan has telephoned 5 times, first shortly after 8 o'clock, last half an hour ago. If I had gone to bed, she wouldn't have let me sleep. As you know, Fritz was out for the evening."
"Hasn't he come home?"
"Yes, but he must be up to get breakfast, and I didn't want him pestered. You said you were going to the Flamingo Club with Miss Rowan. You didn't.
She telephoned 5 times.